This is Kerry Siders with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. It's Wednesday, September the 9th, and it's been a cold day so far. We, in the Levelland area, dipped down to 41 degrees. Of course, the wind was pretty fierce, and we've not had much in the way of rain. In fact, to date, the last, well, really 24 hours, we've barely received 0.05 of an inch. So, not much of a rain event, but definitely a cold and windy one. Fortunately, the winds have laid down a little bit. Weather will have on crops in general. You know, cotton and peanuts are probably going to be the most vulnerable to cold weather. But, you know, unless it freezes, it's really just going to slow the progress down for a few days, and it should be back to making good progress. Some concern about how it may impact fiber quality, but there's not much one can do about that. But it will continue back on track here as it warms up over the next few days. So, as we look at grains, I see even a little less impact there. So I'm not overly concerned about the the temperatures. Yeah, we've lost a little bit of time, but really most of these crops have been driven fast enough that they're probably more mature than we would normally see them at this time anyway, unless it was in a really late planted. Of course, grain sorghum that hadn't flowered yet, I'm not sure that we probably don't have time there. But in terms of moisture, I know I've encouraged a lot of the pivot cotton to be turned off, and I think rightly so. I think we pretty well finished it up last week. But you know, if we don't receive measurable precip of over a half inch to really closer to an inch, I believe it's been the right thing to go ahead and continue to water and leave our drip irrigation on until the end of this week. And that should finish us out, I think, as we get through the rest of the month. And then, you know, that moisture that it's putting in the soil at this point, maybe it'll store some, it'll get us through that critical 20-day bowl development. And then as we get from the 20 to 40-day, we can sustain a little bit of stress where it wilts down on a hot afternoon. And, of course, we welcome a warm afternoon on a day like today. But, you know, as we get next week and it gets back in the mid-80s, lower 80s, we can see stress, but we want to make sure it recovers. Not much in the way of pest problems at this point. I think, you know, there's just not much going on in terms of pests, but I think finishing this crop out, making sure we've got plenty of moisture. We still have a rain chance through the end of this week, but it doesn't look like those are going to amount to a whole lot. So keep an eye on your irrigation requirements.
This is Blaine Reed, IPM agent, Hale, Swisher County, coming to you on this September 9th. Very cool day out there, like Kerry mentioned earlier. I think we're a little bit cooler. We've had temperatures from Tulia Crest down to Plainview running in the 30s for several hours now. But much like he said, if it doesn't freeze, that doesn't concern me very much. Very disappointed in the amount of moisture we've been getting. From what I can tell from Pivot Track, we've gotten anywhere from just a trace up to maybe 0.3. And a lot of us going to the field with wheat seed. That's not good news. A lot of other cattle grazing is really dependent on getting that wheat started as soon as we can right now. And we just don't have the moisture to do it in a lot of locations, and really looking for that help. On the pest front, still have some late sorghum fields with sugarcane aphids out there. And maybe a few headworms have popped up in our traps as well. Not scaring me too much, but once we warm back up, they could be an issue on those late fields. And we do have some select fields that they could impact still, especially once we warm back up and get rolling again. So we'll be scouting those select fields. So what are we looking at for wheat next year? You know, we had those army cutworms last year in wheat, and will they be an issue, and can you take action today to prevent them? I think the answer is no, as this pest might be back, might not, but I don't think we can take any preventative measures necessarily to deal with it. They'll be moving in that moss stage, as Miller moss again, possibly, then laying eggs here in the fall on lush wheat. They'll hatch out and we'll see the larvae in the spring. I don't think there's any action we can take today that'll stretch that far. Now, if we want to talk about wheat diseases and things like that, things like green bugs and mites that will carry diseases and the viruses into wheat from your summer crops that are still out there and kind of green, that's another issue. A good seed treatment can really limit that. And I encourage you to do so, especially if you're going to take that wheat to grain. Of course, grazing can limit a lot of that disease transfer if you're using it for dual purpose. So here we come in the fall with some pretty cool temperatures, and hopefully we'll get more rain out of this and can move forward. That's it for Hill and Swisher this week.
This is John Toby and Bailey Castro in Palmer Counties. Had a lot of good things happen this year so far, and a lot of low pests and things that we've kind of jumped on top of and really gotten a hold of. But a few things that we need to take a look at are the diseases and the disease pressure that we've had this year, really. And, you know, if you have a disease problem and you think that you need to send that in and kind of get that nailed down about what to do for it next year and choose a variety that is resistant or tolerant to that disease, now's the time to do it. Now's the time to go in, and you're going to see all that information really presented in a field, and you can go in there and take a look at what's going on there. Another good thing right now to do is nematode sampling. So I'm actually doing that a little bit in southern Bailey County and a little bit in southern Palmer counties, just to kind of see what we have going on around there. And again, kind of go around and understand what variety you need to take and what actions you need to take in order to kind of plan for next year a little bit. I know it's a little far down the road and we haven't even harvested this year's crop yet, but not a bad idea to take a look at that kind of thing, especially this time of year.
This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Entomology Department here on the High Plains of Texas.